The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
We're going to talk plenty of baseball today. We're going to give you sort of our month and a half look into the baseball season. Who's been good? Who's been bad? What we think may happen from here on out. It's always a good measuring point right around this time of year. It's really one of the first good measuring points of the year to see how baseball is shaping up. And last week I talked a little bit about the Tigers, but we're going to look more in depth overall of baseball. And we'll get help at 10:30 from Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News, who does a good blog covering the bases for them. Knows a lot about baseball. We'll talk with him what he thinks. But we'll give you plenty of baseball opinion. We'll also talk plenty about some Michigan football things going on this week with Tate Forcier, Daryl Stonem. Issues going on with those players. But we want to talk a little Junkman now. And the only thing I really want to get to here, Scott, is the Tiger Woods situation. Pulls out of TPC Sawgrass after nine holes shooting 6+. He's got knee and Achilles damage, if I've read the report correctly, in the knee that he really needs to bend when he uses his swing. Now, this could knock him out for a decent amount of time. And the question I'm starting to read on a lot of articles is, this the beginning of the end for Tiger Woods? Now, before, I used to laugh at these because it's, come on, give the guy a chance to get through his personal problems. Give the guy a chance to hit the range for 6 months before we start questioning whether he has a chance to be done. However, when you start talking nagging injuries like this to important parts of your body, now you can start to ask that question, Scott. Is he in jeopardy of never really getting to that title run like Nicklaus did?
I think you definitely have to look at it as that, because he was on pace to break it, but that pace was incredible. And now you take 2 years of not winning a major.
But he's done that before. He has done that before when he's made changes to his swing. So although it's a little bit different, I do want to throw in the argument there that he has gone a couple of years without winning a major before.
Those were changes by choice. This is a change by necessity if body won't work with the way he was. And that's the biggest thing. I think it's finally catching up to him, because you've got to imagine how violent his swing
has
been.
His torque and stuff,
yeah. I would guess since the age of 12, even. Because, you know, he was famous for, back in the day, he was on late night talk show host with a little plastic or 3 foot club, or not even that big, when he was 3 feet tall. And you've got to imagine just the violent swing that he always had when he first came in. He's had that since he really honed in his swing. And that catches up to you after a while.
Yeah, when you look at a nagging injury like this, if he's in his 20s, you say no big deal. Take a year off, really heal it, and call it good. But when you get to his age, those nagging injuries don't really go away. Take me, for example. I'm 26. I'm already at the point where if I play an intramural soccer game or something like that, I get nagging injuries that don't go away, that they hurt every single time I play sports. And I'm 26. He's what now? How old is he now? 38? 37?
30, somewhere right around there.
Mid-30s, and he's got these nagging injuries that when you're playing tournaments week in and week out, those injuries are going to continue to hurt, and they're going to continue to flare up. So you have a couple of choices. You can shut it down for an entire year or something along those lines and see what happens, or you can make the best of it. For his sake, because of the records that he's chasing, I think you got to think about shutting it down. I think you've got to think about shutting it down, risk losing a year of having a chance to win titles, and see if you can get fully healthy. Because the bottom line is, if you keep playing like this, you're going to have to make changes to your swing, and you might as well throw a season or two away anyway, because you have to change that swing around. And when you change your swing, it doesn't just happen overnight. You need time to adjust to it. And if he's got to make adjustments based on what his legs and his arms and his back are doing, then he is going to have a 2 to 3 year span where he's going to continue to not win majors, Scott. So my question to you is, if you are in his clubhouse, so to speak, and you are giving him advice, do you tell him to shut it down, or do you tell him to adjust and keep playing?
I tell him to shut it down for at least He has to take part of the end of the season off because there's not long enough of an off season in golf, especially because you have to stay with it year round, no matter if there's tournaments or not.
And especially now that you have the whole FedEx thing where you're playing for points and things of that nature, so you have to play week in and week out if you want to play in later tournaments. I think Tiger Woods has to seriously think about shutting it down if he wants to chase this record. All right, coming up, we're going to talk plenty of baseball. We'll talk Verlander, we'll talk Tigers, and we'll talk the whole landscape of Major League Baseball. It's up next, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.